Right, it is 5:30 on Monday, March 3rd. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular scheduled meeting of the Montclair Township Board of Trustees. If you can stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody, we do have executive session on the agenda, which will be discussing employee compensation and also an economic development issue. And were there any other changes to the agenda?
You wanted to add under new business?
Well, we wanted just to add under new business about the
Chief PTO,
yeah.
So I make a motion to amend the agenda to include details on executive session and under new business, Fire Chief PTO.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. Were there any additions or the corrections to our minutes of last meeting on February 18th?
Yes, we have corrections. Let me go into.
Sure.
Gavin, do I have to do that, or is there something in?
No, the corrections are presented in the minutes.
Okay.
So.
And they weren't about content.
No.
They were about repeating a person's name too many times.
Yep. You can approve as corrected.
As corrected. Okay, I'm going to make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected from the trustee meeting February 18th, 2025.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And I'll make a motion to pay the bills as submitted by our fiscal officer totaling $307,118.42.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Do you have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
All right, then any items in your report?
No other items to discuss this report.
Okay.
Chuck, you're flying through.
Very long. Any old business items?
It's in the dark lights.
Yeah. All right, under new business, Tom, Matt.
He's here.
You saw your email this afternoon. You're going to be out for a couple of weeks coming up.
Yes.
Just, not that, just coverage and everything else with Assistant Chief Junker and the rest of the command staff.
Yes.
Can you explain it to us, the coverage, how it's going to happen with you gone?
We have our normal daily staffing level that's in place for that. And Chief Junker will be available as a recall type situation in the event of an incident.
Do you have a person in charge for every shift that takes command? Like if there's a fire or something, there's one person that has the position to say to run a scene. Because I know Chief Junker, you live a little bit away, so it might take you a little few minutes to get here. So do you have some in place that is a command position for every shift while you're gone?
There's not an officer in place, but there is a designated person on each vehicle that sits in the right front seat that is the officer's position. So
there is no officer name?
So they would, there is no current officer that we have on each of the shifts. So what's in place is for the person riding the officer's seat of the vehicle would establish command. And that happens now if I'm not on the run or chair is not on the run. That command and officer is created by the position and then the run seat.
But there's nobody with that title.
We're still working. I mean, we talked about getting like a shift leader position type.
We're developing our officer training program so that we could create an acting officer position and then work towards developing a promotional exam process to put, but that would come before you again to create the position of captain is in the contract as a covered position, but the only captain that we had previous was the fire prevention. We didn't captain on shift, so we we go to changing that, we would, that would come to your the board for approval to create that officer position on shift.
How long would that take, and can you give us a deadline?
We're developing the training class for that because we have several our prior policies for the department had the hierarchy going to a firefighter, progressing to the lieutenant level after two years experience, and then after 2 years experience as a lieutenant, they would progress to a promotion for the captain position. So it would take a minimum of 4 years under the current policy for the advancement to captain level. And we're only into year two right now for the firefighters.
So we're not going to get a captain for 4 years?
No, we can make a change in policy.
Well, I would think the policy was in place for a reason, that you need a certain amount of experience to become a captain.
You want experience. That was the goal in lieu of the experience. We're developing this officer training program so that we can give them more of the tools that they need rather than developing those tools over time. So the plan is to have that finished so that we can start the acting officer role of training, and then we're as part of the contract. There's an agreement that the union and management will sit down to develop that promotional testing process. So we have to develop that as well as part of the process. But once we have our training program done for the acting officer, we could start that officer role.
Well, the reason I'm asking, and somebody had brought it to my attention that there was actually a fire. There was no commanding officer on the Monclova fire squad, fire truck.
That does happen that we don't have an officer present at times on not only fires but on some other calls. I mean, if I'm not available during the off-duty hours, and Chief Junker is coming from a distance for that, with our mutual aid auto aid agreements that we have, we generally have the chief officers responding as part of that, either the battalion chief or a chief from a neighboring jurisdiction. But our personnel would take on the role and be assisted by those responding chiefs.
So the guy with the most seniority is going to lead the fire?
Typically, our rule has always been the most senior person
so
should be riding the
officer. So if Springfield Township's chief comes and you guys aren't there, he's going to be in charge and our people know to follow him. That's what mutual aid or automatic aid means.
The hierarchy of the incident command system would say
works
that
way, right? I'm NIMS certified.
Yeah. No, I'm not insinuating wouldn't, but based on the hierarchy would, I mean,
did we get out of our agreements with Maumee, or are we still working with automatic and mutual aid with Maumee?
We currently have automatic aid with Maumee as far as river rescues and motor vehicle accidents on the expressway on 475 and 24. We don't have any agreement with them on a fire. That was something that they didn't have dedicated staffing before, as to do they now.
They kind of wanted to do everything themselves. That's why I was here.
So I mean, it's something that I would like to look at.
But all our neighboring entities, we have mutual aid and automatic aid agreements.
We have mutual aid with everyone in the state of Ohio. It was a state of Ohio agreement that was signed, and it keeps re-upping. For the automatic aid, that's related to certain specific incident types. So in our MTF3 zone, which is out towards the airport, we have automatic aid that includes the Air National Guard Fire Department for structure fires and car accidents.
Okay.
Whereas
they have a chief position that might show up at this. I think Trudy, what I'm hearing is that, you know, if we all have newbies online, right? Everybody's new that comes. Who's in charge?
Yeah. Typically, it's our most senior person that rides the officer seat of our vehicles.
And we only have two. Senior leaders, is that what you just call them? You and assistant chief.
Right.
If you're not there, we are not going to be able to take the lead, most likely.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with our senior firefighter taking over. Typically, though, in the hierarchy of an incident command system, once a chief officer or that arrives on scene, at least assist command. There's no, there's nothing that says that they absolutely have to take it over.
But we're just trying to see the get the lay of the land. Am I asking the right questions, Trudy?
And
this came up because 2 weeks, you're gone for 2 weeks, so now we only have one top dog. And I know I don't use the right terms.
Command officer.
Right. So,
now, is there any way to speed the process up? Because I realize every new fire department doesn't. I don't believe you're saying it's a policy.
He's enacting a course so he can speed it up.
Right.
But our
current department policy on promotions has a timeline of a requirement to gain experience. Experience is accepted. So if you were an officer in another fire department and you also worked here, your time in that other fire department as an officer would count towards that.
You don't want to make somebody a captain who's not able to be a captain.
But we want them to have the tools to succeed, not just be thrown in baptism by fire type.
Do we have any part-time captains? I mean, that come in part-time? Is there, how many captains are part-time?
We have two part-time captains.
Case and Francis.
We have Captain Case and Captain Francis, and then we have one part-time lieutenant that's still on the books, Lou Miller.
So we got two part-time Francis and Case.
Two part-time captains, yes. And then our lieutenant part-time is Lieutenant Miller.
It's just every newbie fire department, what I'm saying is, how do you get to the point? And I realize training, but we've been on full-time almost over, how long, two years?
You just said 2 years.
Sure.
That's why we have mutual aid and automatic aid, and the same thing happens at night when your staff is limited, your neighbor's staff isn't. Defiance is going through some tough times right now, and I got to talk to a ring Defiance firefighter. I'm not going to remember the township he was in, but Defiance is saying, you know, we don't have coverage, and this neighboring firefighter was saying, that's why there's mutual aid in all these places. So everyone is covered. We don't want to have a disaster. We have neighbors that are assigned to help. Now, what would happen, I would think, and you guys should correct me, is if Defiance never covered any of the fires and just the neighbors covered their fires, the neighbors are someday going to say, wait, you're not doing your job.
Well, the idea behind mutual aid and automatic aid is, other than being by contract, the idea is reciprocation that happens between we get assistance from them on calls, they get assistance from us.
And you have a report that you present to us once a month that shows us automatic aid calls and...
Yeah, correct. Right. And then some of that is, like, for example, we get both Springfield and Waterville on a automatic aid in our area for a structure.
Yeah.
So sometimes the numbers don't add up when you look at...
No, but I've never seen anything outrageous that we've had. We've accepted 40 calls and never given any.
Correct.
So you only have 2 weeks, Matt.
It's a pretty good mix, yes.
The other thing we talked about briefly in the working session with was our prevention officer. And I think we want to have a little more discussion on that, what that looks like going forward. You know, is that maybe just a person designated for fire inspection. You know, maybe they don't jump on the truck or, you know, bust down doors with an axe.
Is it 20 hours a week? Is it 40 hours a week?
Is it part-time? Is it a full-time?
Is it shared?
And based on moving ahead with our staffing level, once we get to the point with our paramedic position and the safer grant position, we would be in a better position than to not rely on that fire prevention officer as
a firefighter,
as more of the line duties. Their main concentration would be the fire prevention, as it has always been. And just in the past, they've helped fill in it sometimes, or some responses when needed.
Yeah, and if we were to post that position as a just truly fire inspection person, not a line duty, does that cast a wider net in the talent pool?
I mean, if we don't have any requirements on it, as far as
so with all the certification, everything that they need to do, you know, keep their
for a full time fire position, it has to require both the minimum of the fire 2 and the EMT position, but it wouldn't have to require it to be an advanced or a paramedic. So yes, the net would be a, there would be a wider application field for that, and you could get, we could potentially get people with more seasoned experience on the fire prevention side that aren't a paramedic or EMS level.
And I think the thrust, and would like to have that discussed with you further, see what does that look like, you know, next year? What does that look like 5 years from now?
So we're covered while you're gone.
Yes. And as always, I mean, should anything come up on that, they have the ability to request through mutual aid an officer. Should there not be an officer on scene or they need guidance from an officer, that would be an option for the crews on the scene to request the chief officer.
But you can always call me.
And you said a word about assistant chief. He's on recall or something.
We'll for recalls in that.
Which would mean he's like the first guy to call and has to come back while you're gone.
Correct.
One other thing, now that we got an assistant with Gavin, I'd like to see if you could sit down with Gavin to see if we're within. I know we got the SAFER grant. I know we got the Lucas County money coming in. I'd like to see budget-wise. Maybe Gavin, you've got probably a little bit more time now that we got some help for you. But between you and the chief, to see how close we are on as far as our budget, our personnel, and how we're doing there.
Yeah, we have agreed time that we will go over monthly, just so they understand where we are.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Going to the administrator's report. He has any other questions?
No.
The Ohio Township is urging townships to support Issue 2, which is the renewal of the state capital improvement program, which will be on the primary ballot in May. Harold stating that the money we receive from this infrastructure project, the OPDC, comes to this program, which we have been fortunate enough to receive on many of our road projects. And there's also a committee called Strong Ohio Communities. So the OTA is supporting this, and is something we've talked about as a board member?
I haven't talked about this as a board member. I was interested to see this.
Harold gives a pretty good summary.
Yes, he does.
Report, yeah. So with that, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 0303-2025-01 in support of State Issue 2 renewal of the State Capital Improvement Program, which will be on the May 6, 2005 statewide ballot.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, and then on February 24th, we had a bid opening for our 2025 resurfacing project, which was 3.4 miles in Crystal Ridge, Winterborne, Deer Valley, and the Villas of Deer Valley and Brandywine subdivisions. We had four companies, all of which I know are certified via the county, and Bowers Asphalt and Paving was the low bid at $1.5988 million. The estimate was $1.78 million, so a little bit about $280,000 under budget. We received an OPWC grant of $476,000 and an 18-year 0% interest loan through the OPWC. So our share will be a $378,000 grant and $250,000 loan.
I move to accept the bid from Bowers Asphalt and Paving in the amount of $1,598,057.76 for the 2025 Monclova Township OPWC Annual Resourcing Project.
Seconded
by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right, and just some other information. We do have our annual meeting with the county engineer staff on Thursday this week. I am able to attend, but I understand trustees Lang and Vickery will be in attendance. We've got the certificate of occupancy for our equipment storage or our addition. Couple of punch list items to be completed. So the balance is due at $19,000, which has not been paid yet until those punch list items are complete. Working session, Doug mentioned that security cameras up at Keener will be installed here shortly, hopefully within the next 30 days for the busy park season to hopefully deter any vandalism, and then also to, if there is any vandalism, that we can have the Sheriff's Department do their work. That concludes our agenda items. Are there any questions from any audience members tonight regarding our agenda items? All right, and then with that, I'll make a motion to move to executive session to discuss employee compensation and also economic development.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. We may have an action item coming up, not positive. Thank you.
Do you need me for part of
you? No, you're all set there.
Okay. Any notes for the school, the mirror,
the mirror.
Okay. I don't think you need to stay, but you sure are welcome to.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
I talked with Karen about loading it tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, is like maybe. That would deter Ryan from pulling it.
That's why I signed you both. Is he in the
process? No, I did not get your.
All right. All right, I'll make a motion at 6:55 to return to general session from executive session.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, we do have one action item at this time. I'll make motion to increase administrator Scrim's salary to $90,000 per year with a one-time bonus of $2,500. I move to increase Fire Chief Homick's salary to $97,850 with a one-time bonus of $2,500. Move to move maintenance supervisor Hollins salary to $36.66 per hour, and Chief Yunker's salary to $9,000 per year, effective with the next pay period.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. And then Matt Gavin's doing some work. We'll address the part-timers' hourly wages next meeting.
Okay.
So if you would share that with them. We have no other action at the time, and I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you.
I need to make that.
Thank you.